Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by a lovely host, Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. Welcome back. Welcome back. So good to have you.
Yes. Episode 190.
90K.
Not 90.
What?
150.
Jesus, hey, guys, George. I'm so sorry.
This girl missed about 40 weeks. Bro.
I'm so sorry. Welcome back to episode 150. My bad, yeah. I'm just proclaiming into the future.
Amen.
I'm so done.
Okay, cool. Let's get straight into it. We have a dilemma for you guys, as usual. Cool. The title of the dilemma is Ski Holiday Before Valentine's Day.
Ski Holiday Before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Even half rhymes. Okay, hi. I hope this message finds you well. I'm reaching out to discuss a personal matter that has been weighing on my mind.
Hey.
Can I just pause and say, I like the way this person wrote this.
Oh, really?
I can read it without having to, like, make any changes, edits. Well, anyway, let me not speak too soon before I start stumbling.
Cool.
I hope this message finds you well. I'm reaching out to discuss a personal matter that has been weighing on my mind. I recently made the decision to end my relationship with my boyfriend, and I would appreciate your perspective on the matter.
Hmm.
The reason behind our breakup stems from his decision to go on a ski holiday with his female friends just days before Valentine's Day.
What's going on? As in just him and the girl.
Okay, let me continue. While he claims that the trip was planned before we met, fair enough, but his other friend is going on the trip with his girlfriend.
Hey!
So it's two
There's
couples,
no excuse.
Basically.
There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You can always bring your girl. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
So that means my boyfriend will probably spend more time with his female friend.
Yep.
I understand that their relationship could be purely platonic, but the uncertainty surrounding their dynamic has caused me considerable distress.
Hmm.
Because these days, you never know, he could be sleeping with his female friends.
Hey!
What truly saddened me was the fact that my boyfriend did not take any steps to reassure me or address my concerns. Instead, he responded to my request for him not to go by asking if I would reimburse him if he cancelled.
Stop. Sis, just with that statement right there, you did well. You did well. For a man to be asking you to reimburse.
I don't understand. So, wait.
Hey.
So basically, before they met, they had already planned
this
ski trip.
No, I know. What I'm trying to understand, I want to know if what she's saying is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
The reimburse. So if he decided not to go, his current girlfriend should give him the money.
Yep.
The holiday.
Hmm.
The thing is, right, I know it sounds kind of mad, but ski trips are so expensive. And I think I kind of get like, it might not have been from a place of malice. It might have genuinely been like, okay, but if I don't go, like, will you be able to reimburse me? Because
Do you think that's a sensible statement, a question to be asking somebody? Because I understand if you want to make a point, like, I'm going to lose out on a lot of money. It's not fair on me. But to ask the person to give you money that you will miss out on. How are you going to ask them?
If that's that crazy.
So you would you think it's fine if your boyfriend said, if you want me to miss this trip, I can't lie,
I don't know, you know, because I just feel like having skied before, I know how expensive ski trips are.
I get your point.
I'm not even disputing how expensive it is.
Even if it was 10 racks.
even he shouldn't ask.
Even
he should
ask her for the amount.
No, but I'm just like, can't they?
You shouldn't be asking your if your girlfriend feels a particular type of way about something, female friend, your friend is going with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that's and petty. Then you're now telling me that, and the thing is,
yeah, but
he knows that she ain't reimbursing nothing. So him saying that is just to pain her.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna reimburse me?
He might not have said it like that.
Wait, let's pause. How can you say it in a nice way that you think actually makes sense?
Yeah. I just did.
Like how?
I understand where you're coming from and I get it, but I've actually spent a lot of money on this trip. Do you think that you'd be able to reimburse me?
Hey,
you know, I don't know.
When you say it calmly, it's even more insulting.
It's even more insulting.
I don't know. I get that, like, it sounds crazy, but I'm just trying to understand, like, in a situation.
To reimburse a trip for you and your female friend.
Okay, yeah, but.
It's different.
No, because I'm trying to think about a dynamic where I could find myself in this position. I can't imagine that I would, but you could find yourself in a position where you're going on holiday with your male guy friend, right? And then. And then your other friend is going with his girlfriend, but it was never meant to be like a couple's trip. It was planned before you guys were even in a relationship, and you know what it is.
When you say it wasn't meant to be a couple's trip, as in those people that are a couple weren't a couple that are going on the trip because
no, I mean, it's not intended for it to be a couple's trip. It's just like you're going with two of your friends, and one of your other friend decided to bring his girl.
No, hold on, I don't understand that.
Okay, so basically, what she's saying is, let's say that there's you, your male friend,
yeah,
and then maybe another male friend,
yeah,
and you were all planning to go, and then the other male friend decided to bring
his partner. So why can't you bring yours?
No, but I know, but that's what Sharon is trying to say. Maybe that's what it was, but now he's now got a girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's decided I've got a girlfriend, and I want to bring my girlfriend into this equation.
That's when the other friend. Yeah. Okay, let me give names, for example. That's like me, you, and Ira deciding that we're going to go on a ski trip. Yeah. And then you're now in a relationship and you're like, oh, can I bring my man? And I'm like, yeah, cool.
No, so you're not asking me. I'm bringing my partner.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Fine. You're like, oh, I'm going to bring my partner. And I'm like, okay, cool. Am I now going to be like, okay, no, if you bring your man, I'm going to cancel it because now it appears to
be... No, my thing is, if I've now made it that I want my partner to come into...
I'm not in a relationship, by the way.
No, I'm not.
So she said that they weren't in a relationship.
No, but she's saying now.
No, yes, you're getting it wrong.
No, they booked it. That's fine. You can book something and someone can join you. And you've added
your man to the trip. And I'm still not in a relationship. Do you get it?
No, because at the point she's talking about... Hold on, look. You've just said me, you and Iro as an example, right? We've decided we want to go on holiday. We've booked it.
Yeah.
It's a non-couple's trip. There's no couple in the equation. Yeah. You've now decided after we booked it, I've got a partner. This partner
wants
to...
Me or you? You've decided.
No. Let's say it's you that's decided you want to bring your partner into it. So now your partner's coming into the trip.
It has to be you.
What do you mean it has to be me?
Okay, it can't be me because I'm the one who later then gets into a relationship.
Okay, sorry. If you're saying you're the person, I was going to make myself the person, but fair enough. So I now have decided I'm going to now bring my boyfriend, let's say, for example, into the equation. So now it's like me and my boyfriend and then you and Ira. I've now added my partner in after we've already pre-booked the... booked it as a three.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's always a situation where you can add your partner, no matter how late it is, because you said it's a day before Valentine's Day. Let's say this is close.
Let's say that because I haven't got to the end, so I don't even know if that's been proposed. But she doesn't say as at this point that like what a proposals that he's made. So he could have actually done that.
Fair enough.
And she could have said no. One and number two, we don't actually know that this dynamic has happened the way that you described. Because I said it could have been like. Before we even finished booking it, you were like, oh, can I bring my man? And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I'm not going to now be like, no, you can't bring your man because then it might appear to the outside eye or whatever we're in a couple and I'm not even in a relationship. So who would I be bringing instead as well?
But the moment you get into a relationship and now your partner has expressed to you that they have some feeling about this trip, but you know that your friend has decided to bring their partner into it, it's now an opportunity for you to bring your partner in.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't dispute that. I agree with you. But we don't know if he said,
the original point was, will you reimburse the thing?
Yeah, but my thing is,
my thing is, the person, he shouldn't have made that comment because the money that she can reimburse is the money that she could use to even come on the trip. So why not say, oh,
come on the trip.
Come on the trip,
it's
as
silly.
Opposed to...
It's very silly, in my opinion. Sorry.
Because any way that you would... You'll try to bring that out and it won't...
Yes! Did you hear that point? That money that he's going to be reimbursing will be the money that she spends going on the trip.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You're graduating.
Take the picture with the diploma.
But any way that you try and package that
to
a woman.
Yep.
Not even like to your partner.
Yeah.
No woman's taking that. Oh, what if you reimburse the trip? Reimburse what?
I'll come then.
I'll just use the money that you're telling me to reimburse. I'll just
come on the trip.
Silly.
They probably can't even ski anyway. They're on baby slope.
Can you ski?
I'm saying they probably cannot ski. That they're
on baby slope. Yeah, but don't insult them now.
I'm not insulting them. I'm just saying the skiing that you're skiing, ski. How many ski jeans have you been?
I can join you.
I can join you.
Sorry to go into that legend, but as we pause here, guys, please let us know. Make sure you go into the comments. Let us know. Are we moving crazy? Because I feel like me and Tam are on the same page, but Shan's on a different page to us. But
no, let us know.
I get it now. Okay.
No, yeah, I get it now. My whole thing before was more like, I just know that like skiing can be like 1K.
Yeah.
And for you to, and if you, for example, me and Ire, I know that is strictly platonic. As in, there's no eye that I could, even if I squeeze, there's no way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then for me to now miss out on a trip with like my best friends and stuff.
You don't need to miss out though.
Okay, but let's say the girl couldn't afford it. Because like I said, skiing can be 1K.
So she can't afford it, but now you're asking her to reimburse your trip. Okay.
Oh, do you know what? Let me just carry on. I can't.
I'm all snug today. Let's go.
Reimburse
him.
Yeah, one sec. Let me start from here. What truly saddened me was the fact that my boyfriend did not take any steps to reassure me or address my concerns. Instead, he responded to my request for him not to go by asking if I would reimburse him if he cancelled, which I found rather insensitive. And he made it clear that he was still going on the trip. He even tried to gaslight me by saying, oh, you don't want me to go on the holiday with my friends, when he knows that it's not about him going, it's about him going with his female friend. It's not about me having trust issues, it's just the principle. Why are you in a relationship with me when you want to go on holiday with your female friends? What happened to lads' holidays? Why are you going on holiday with your friend and his girl and your single female friend? It's giving couples Valentine's getaway. As someone in a committed relationship, I believe it's essential to consider and prioritize the feelings of one's partner. Mm. If I were in a similar situation, I would make every effort to reassure my partner and ensure their comfort.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it appears that my boyfriend, now ex, did not share the same sentiment.
Mm.
While it was a difficult decision, I ultimately chose to end the relationship because it became evident that he did not value my feelings or prioritize our relationship. Mm. However, I would appreciate your honest opinion on whether my concerns and discomfort regarding this holiday were justified or if I may have overreacted. I'm happy to move on, but I also want to know if I'm crazy or not. Thank you for taking the time to listen and provide your perspective. Your input would mean a lot to me. And also, if you don't mind, you can share the story on your platform. But please hide my name.
Ah, we've already done that all.
I'm
crying. Sorry, yeah. I mean, as you were reading
That was written so well, right?
Yeah, proper well. Well done. Well done. Round of applause for you. We love that, man. Guys, as you send us dilemmas, keep that energy.
Yeah, please.
Pre-read.
The proofreading that they told you to do in uni.
Yeah,
please.
Literally. And also, the amount of people that send us dilemmas and then say, please, don't read it all.
Nah, sorry.
Like, you actually had time to sit with the email before you sent it to us. Let's just take a moment, take a deep breath, just consult who you need to consult, you know, pray, and then just send it. Like, honestly, when you send it, just leave it to God, child. And you know how it is. We get a lot, so it's not every single one I get read out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, as you were reading that, I think it just added on to my point. Like, it's even the bare minimum about reassuring. Like, you're saying, okay, cool. Like, if you gave the example of you and Ire or whoever, you know, male friend that you have, that you're like, there's absolutely no way, you would be like, you know what? Like, this person, I'm telling you, there's nothing there. You would try to do reassurance. Mm. You've got nothing to worry about. But for you to completely not even make an effort and to then turn it into a gaslighting situation, you see how I'm doing my hands? You're rewinding back and you're changing the scenario. That ain't it. That ain't it. Like, I genuinely think that in this case, I don't think it's an exaggeration and I don't think it's completely mad the step that she took, because it's one small thing now. Mm-hmm. Your job as a partner is always make sure your partner feels like reassured and is comfortable.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you think it's petty, whether you think it's whatever, because you just don't know how that person's feeling. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, for me, girl, I'm with you.
What's your take on female friends?
I've been talking, so someone else say.
I'm crying. I don't mind it. I actually like it when guys have female friends.
Yeah.
I feel like, at least in the examples that I've seen, I feel like they can, to some extent, understand women a little bit better when they have like friends in their female friends in their circle. However, I feel like, sorry, wait, before we even go into that, can I just address the dilemma quickly?
Yeah, go on.
I don't think that what she did was mad, by the way. I was just wondering about the whole reimbursement thing. It's not that I think that she's made the wrong decision. I think that she's made the right decision because, like Beatrice said, that's the bare minimum to reassure your partner. And if the friendship is purely platonic, it should be super easy to be able to reassure your partner, because then you're just like, nothing is going to happen. Like, do you know what I mean? Those are like the basic things that you would do. And the fact that he's gaslighting you and making you feel like you're crazy because you don't... The fact that you're even going on holiday before Valentine's Day with like without me, I don't know, I would feel a bit of a way about that as well. Like, especially if you're going to spend Valentine's Day out there. Mm. And this is our first Valentine's Day together, obviously, because they've just become a couple. Mm. So I think, yeah, like she obviously couldn't get comfortable around the whole female friend thing. Mm. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify. Mm. But back
should
to...
Should I say what I think about the dilemma and then we can go back to female friend thing. I definitely think she made the right decision. And the fact that another friend is bringing his girlfriend kind of just makes
the situations
a bit worse. And especially because before Valentine's Day, cuddly, ski, they'll probably be heart-shaped snow. You know, they'll now be making heart-shaped snow.
Don't
or
kill
the snow.
Me.
Or
yeah,
happy Valentine's Day. Igloo. Oh, they'll now be bringing, you know, you normally have hot drink once you finish the...
And the hot drink will have a heart in it.
And
it
will be lovey-dovey. And on the trip as well, they're probably going to be couples skiing. Oh, we have a couple skiing a lesson. People can be skiing as couples. And it's just going to be very couple.
Also, I think it's actually...
And then people now be assuming that you two are a couple.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh,
I was just going to say that, actually. I feel like a lot of people underestimate like how things look. Like, I think that you should always consider that in your relationship. Mm. Even if it's like the right thing to do and you guys know like that it's fine or whatever, like, I think you should also protect your partner by ensuring that they don't look crazy because of your actions and that what you're doing can't be misconstrued. Anyway, people will talk, but I just feel like this one is such an... Like, they'll be like, where's your man? Oh, he's skiing. Oh, who's he skiing with? Oh, his boy's girl and his friend.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And you have to be real. Like, in this day and age, I'm not trying to say that, you know... I'm not trying to say that men are mad, but, like, there's a lot of crazy scenarios and these are the things that be happening.
And women as well.
That's what I'm saying. These are the things that be happening. So, like, you can't blame someone for being a bit, like, not paranoid, but just cautious. A bit, like, cautious.
And a lot of things that seem innocent, like, on surface level, it doesn't look innocent. So you...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you tried... Like, yeah, you probably did book it before you had your girlfriend and everything was fine. But now you do have someone in your life. So things do change. Dynamics change.
Yeah.
Your Monday to Sunday is not the same as it was when you were single Monday to Friday. Yeah. It's Monday to Sunday. You're now in a relationship. So, boy, I don't know. I think you made the right decision. I think where he messed up was asking you to reimburse. That is just something that I don't even want to hear any man's mouth.
Nah.
Reimburse what?
Nah.
The money I can use, you could just add me on the trip.
Yeah, nah.
So
we're
talking about reimburse. The second thing is the no reassuring. Like they said,
bare minimum.
Every relationship, you need some type of reassurance. It's not that you wake up in the morning, don't worry, I'm still your boyfriend. Don't worry. It's not like
that.
Yeah,
it's not like
that. It's just... Things like situations like this, you just need reassurance and you want to feel, I always say this, in a relationship, you want to feel safe. You want to feel like, oh, I can stand by my man, I can vouch for him, blah, blah, blah. In this situation, I can vouch for you.
Mm. Yeah.
You're just saying you're picking your female friend over your girlfriend. What, like, that's what you're basically saying.
There was something that she did say though that I was like, that's a bit, we paused. We were like, and we, like, she said something along the lines of like,
Something was it something about being insecure?
Yeah, and I don't want to say that there probably is some ounce of an ounce.
She
of,
said something of oh, I can't remember what she said.
Yeah, but it was something,
something about insecure.
Yeah, there was something there. Something there. I was like, you know what? There's a slight ounce of
like something about she doesn't care about something, but.
Yeah, I don't know if you.
I can't remember.
But I remember when I heard that, I was there's a slight ounce of it, but there's nothing wrong with being.
There's nothing wrong with feeling like that.
As long as your partner's the right thing to take care of you in that circumstance. Yeah. But when I heard it, I was like, Do you know what part?
I can't find it.
Scan. But yeah, there's a part that she was talking about. Because I know people were like, oh yeah, but you heard what she said. Da, da. Yeah, we did hear. I think there was that part where...
I think also like when I was reading it, when I started it.
Okay, yeah. It's not about me having trust issues. It's just the principle.
Yes. I think that there is a slight trust issue.
Trust issues there.
Because he hasn't done the right thing to... Correct it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like immediate. You know when you raise something and it's like, if someone genuinely feels passionate, I know. If, like, just I'm gonna take it so random, but like, if my friend accused me of doing something that I know I did not do with intention, right? Yeah. I will. The way you want to try to make sure that is not what I meant. You will do that immediately off the back end. You will not try to give any ambiguity that. Oh yeah. There is, your friend can leave with, that's what you meant it. So that's why I think there is a slight trust issue, but it's not necessarily wrong. It's the fact that if you feel uncertain, if you feel a bit unsafe, your partner's job is to quickly nullify that and be like, no, don't trust me. You haven't got to worry. But he didn't do that. So that's why it manifested. So it does exist.
That's what I was saying. Like, if it was completely innocent, I'm not saying that it wasn't, but it's crazy to me that if it was completely innocent, he didn't shoot that. Claim right
down and be like, this is,
and be like, no, like, you don't understand, like, we've been friends for 10 years, nothing,
but not gaslighting you in a way like you're mad, like,
no,
how can you think such a thing? But it's more like, trust me, you've got to reassure.
And also, like, guys and girls will know that, like, if you're going into a relationship and you have a very close friend who's of the opposite sex, it's very natural for your partner to question that, like, it happens all the time, so he shouldn't be like, blindsided by the fact that you're wondering what's going on there.
Exactly.
One thing that she did say at the start, and like going back to your question about
female friends
and stuff, like you can, and then going back to what you just said about the whole trust issue thing, that definitely is a tone like in the message, because even at the start she was like, you never know these days, like he could be sleeping with his friend, and like I get that, but it's not like it's happened before to your knowledge.
Yeah.
And like you've kind of jumped to their that sleeping conclusion. Together.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a sense of trust issues there. And like obviously you guys aren't together anymore, but I would definitely try in this time of singleness to work on like building your trust in men. Because I don't know if you have any friends of the opposite sex, but in my view, I was gonna say you can definitely have platonic relationships, but you can only speak for yourself.
No, and that is something I was going to say.
You can only speak for yourself. Because
the amount of things that I feel like people don't understand, like Shine said, you might think that none of your male friends will go there.
No way.
Until you
this is my brother from another mother.
But that is not the case to him.
He's just waiting it out.
Yeah.
It's so funny actually, because a lot of like guys on like male podcasts and stuff talk about this. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, he's not your friend, he's just waiting.
Yeah.
Because they've done that before. It's just kind of like, okay, like I don't have the in right now.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna just be her friend, child.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of situations where a guy might be interested in you, and then it maybe doesn't take off the way.
But then
you guys are just remaining friends.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like, no, you're not really friends.
That's not platonic.
It's not platonic.
But if it's platonic from the moment you declined and he accepted the decline,
how is it platonic?
Hold on. He tried to move to you. You declined immediately. He accepted it. Didn't push back. But then you're like, wow, actually, we are very good friends. And then since then, you have never brought up again. Will you now be like, this friendship is not platonic?
It's not purely
platonic. I'm not saying that the friendship is not platonic, but I'm saying it's the
root of
the foundation of it was not intention, intentional to be a platonic friendship, there was an advance.
Yeah.
And trust me,
yeah,
with some of these guys,
hey,
when there's a window,
there's a way.
When there's a crack in the window,
woo, knock it out.
They're boxing that window down.
Legit. Even when no window exists, bro.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're so finding it.
I definitely think you can be, like, if someone was to make advances with you and then maybe it doesn't work out, you can remain friendly or friends, like, see each other, but not that one that you're now, oh, let's go on one friend date and let's do a nah.
But I think if I was dating someone and they had like a female like best friend, it wouldn't put me off immediately. But I think in terms of how he like involves me in that, like if we're talking about like a very close female friend to the point that you would go on holiday with this person one on one, like
is what? It,
as in like you would.
No.
I said if you could before. I'm saying if you could before.
No. I don't think that should be happening.
I said, wait, hold on.
Even with your platonic brother friends.
Wait, hold on. Really?
You
that's
think you should go on holiday with a male friend?
Nah, I don't know.
You're saying that genuinely, one of your male friends that you never
kind of friend? What kind of holiday?
No, just like...
beach bikini just holiday.
No. Maybe you might even just take like a, I don't know, like a trip to, I don't know.
Like a short like weekend to Amsterdam
or something.
Like a city break.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
I don't know, because like I said, you can actually only talk.
So none of your male friends that you have in your life right now, you could...
Because you could go on holiday with them.
I just would not.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like that's too intimate. Like, just me and another... What? Like, just me and another guy. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, even though I don't feel any type of way, I just... That would make me feel uncomfortable.
Really?
But I'm kind of weird like that with guys.
Fair enough. I am. To be fair.
Like,
Do you feel uncomfortable because do you think that you could be in a situation where that male friend could make an advance?
Yes, because I've been there before.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can only speak for yourself. Mm. You have no idea what that other person is thinking.
And this is the thing about the dilemma, because this might be the first time they're going away on a holiday. Just like you said, there's certain things where it's just like, yes, throughout your friendship has been calm because you've not been in an environment where you're on a holiday, you've got a couple kissing and holding hands in front of your face. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And you're drinking.
Holiday. You know when you go on holiday, every season, they always bring
me
out.
Me in the UK versus me in DLT Motel.
Those are two different kinds of stew.
But I'm just saying, even like, you know when you go to holiday destinations and you're going during a festive period?
Yeah.
They're always bringing out that type of decoration.
Yeah.
This is Valentine's Day.
That you thought you didn't have before.
Yeah,
you have them
now. This is Valentine's Day.
When she wears a red dress now, you're thinking,
every menu card that you're reading has love hearts.
Lover's soup. Love us tea.
You're sitting there, imagine they're probably like on a table as a group, four of them. Mm. Oh, anything for the couple. Any roses for the lady.
Yes.
The rose man comes with the rose for you. Like, it's very lovely.
It's too much, man.
Why can't you go and like...
No, I
don't know about the ski season, but why can't you go like another holiday?
Yeah, and I think the fact that there's another couple on the trip actually makes it worse.
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Of course
it's different if it's like...
Three of them.
A couple... Maybe another person, different single people. Maybe there's just like one or two couples. But the fact there's only one couple and then you...
Even though there shouldn't even be any couple, in my opinion. There should be no couple.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, let's say that it's like a group of like seven.
Mm.
And two of the people are couples, but maybe they're just like, everybody's friends.
Yeah.
But they just happen to be together.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's different.
That's fine.
That's different.
This one that is one couple and...
It's crazy.
Nah. Yeah. But back to what you were saying, like, I don't want to hear about, oh yeah, me and her go on holiday regularly. That's our annual... Make your tradition something else.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok, and it's a husband and wife, and I think they have maybe like one or two kids.
Okay.
It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
And she was like, cook with me while I cook for my man for Valentine's Day. The first Valentine's Day that we've ever spent together, because he normally spends it with his ex-girlfriend every year as it's a tradition.
She was joking though.
Oh, it was a joke.
Yeah, satire.
Oh. I was about to
say. She was joking.
But yeah, when I saw that, I said,
my Sunday has been restored. Because, boy,
hallelujah.
That was troubling my week.
That is crazy.
Can you imagine?
That's insane. That would have
been mad. I really didn't know that.
That's so funny. Wow.
Did you see it on Twitter?
I think so.
That's why. If you have seen it on TikTok.
Can we stop bringing TikToks to Twitter?
It's the wrong
place. We use the context.
Yeah.
Or X.
Yeah.
Because that content is for that particular platform.
Mm.
People on Twitter... They're not good. They're not good.
I'm
can we stop bringing? Because there's so many TikToks with different parts, different parts, like, you only bring
you can't link
one,
it. You only bring,
you only
in,
bring
one.
In one video.
If you want to bring everything, bring it all.
Bring it all.
Bring the comments.
And then
too.
Even
yeah.
with the TikTok, even when people bring TikTok, they'll be cutting it now. You won't even see the end one. Screen of the TikTok. You know when it goes black and it's
really
exactly. You won't even see that because they're doing editing.
Yeah, so true.
It's cutting and trimming.
Can you imagine? Goddamn.
Anyway.
But yeah. I think we're all on the same page. I don't think that you've been absolutely erratic, but definitely just take precaution in your next relationship when you're talking to someone.
Yeah.
And also don't see female friends as like a red flag immediately off the bat. Like, I don't think that that's a wise thing to
and
do.
And if your partner has a female friend or like a best friend of the opposite sex and they don't introduce that female friend or male friend
that's
to you
properly.
In the first... Let me say,
even before you're in a relationship. Because if you're
stage.
So close, then you should be bringing that person
honestly,
up. 100%.
You should even be seeing that person. If let's say you're going out normally,
you should
even
be seeing that person 100%
day to day.
100%.
Maybe if you don't see you will know.
And also, as the female friend,
you have a job.
Yeah, you do.
You have a job.
I honestly, the way my dynamic with my male friends changes when they get into relationships as well, different.
Yeah. But it's not even like it's a bad thing.
No,
okay, you know what? I can't lie. I'm actually quite bad with that. Sometimes I actually like it's very bad, and I need to take a step back and realize that timing when you send the message actually like is a factor per se. Because for example, like even the other day, God forgive me, shout out, just confessing my sins here. But
it's a Sunday, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. But there was one time it was just a simple comment, like a married man, like just who I'm friends with, by the way, like just like commented something. Not like I look nice or anything, just like commented, like just talking to me, just general conversation. Mm-hmm. And I responded back to him, but I came back from a motive last night late. So I got back home around like 5 a.m. And because I was just going through my messages, I just automatically responded.
Mm.
And like, obviously it's innocent because, by the way, the conversation is purely just asking me a question and we're just talking and I'm just responding at 5 a.m. Or sometimes I might respond at 3 a.m. because I just generally am quite a night person anyway. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, imagine if your wife picked up your phone and then saw my name.
Hella laughing emojis.
Hella laughing emojis, for example, or
don't kill
know.
Me.
Something like that.
I don't know.
It's purely like, innocent. Is it wrong? Am I just saying wrong here?
I don't think it's wrong. It's depending on the conversation.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like you, like there's sometimes where I'll have like a time in the evening where I'll now start responding to all the messages. And that might be at 11 p.m.
When I said past 8, I was actually talking about phone calls. I wasn't talking about messages.
Yeah, even phone calls, that's maybe why.
You'd be calling people at like 10 p.m. at night.
I don't call people at 10 at night, but like
you don't think about it.
I don't think twice. I don't think, oh my God, he's in a relationship. I shouldn't call him at this time.
No, it's not that I'm like, oh my God, she's in a relationship. But I'm just, I don't know. In my head, I just subconsciously am thinking,
I need to start doing
what's
that.
What's the time? Like, before I like calls anybody anyway, I look at the time and I think to myself like, oh, are they could they be sleeping or whatever?
Mm.
So by the time I'm like, I'm about to hit call, I'd probably be like, oh no, it's probably not appropriate to call at this time.
Mm. I don't know. I think because we're at a stage in life now where everybody is in different stages.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes when you've come out of uni, you kind of think that, oh, everybody... Like you have the same attitude as when you were in uni now. Like you'd be walking the streets at 4 a.m.
Sending
message whenever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it kind of continues on into like adulthood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then because some people are married, some people have kids, some people
are
in relationship, long term relationship, long distance relationship. So many people are at different stages. So some of the things like sending a message at 5 a.m. That's just your circumstance. That is just an innocent message. Like, you're just responding. That's the time that you've seen the message.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. It's
good to be mindful, though.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I definitely want to be.
But, I don't know. Like,
so, I woke up this morning. Before we even talk about it, I woke up this morning like, rah, maybe I shouldn't have actually replied then. Maybe I should just wait until, like, sensible hours in the morning. Because it's not like it was urgent, but I was just clearing my messages.
Yeah.
I was just blasting it off. I was like, rah, wow, sorry.
Anyway, you know now, innit?
Yeah, man. We're trying to do better, child. But anyway, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that dilemma. Before we go into the song of the week, I just want to ask how you guys been? Because we obviously, like, some people that don't know, we don't always record every single week because, you know, we got a busy schedule. So it's been a minute since we've sat here. But yeah, I just want to ask how you guys doing?
What happened this week?
We recorded with
Horror
Boys.
Oh, yeah, we recorded with Horror Boys. Yes.
I don't know when that episode's
coming
out.
Yeah, I actually don't know when it's coming.
I was thinking about that. I'm not sure.
Mm.
Not
sure.
But that was a good
recording. Yeah, we love hanging out with them, man. Yeah, they're
good
cool
vibes, man.
Yeah, they're proper cool.
Daily Dodo Dupes.
Daily Dodo Dupes.
names.
When the episode comes out, we'll know who has watched it.
Yeah.
To understand that little private joke.
Yeah, literally.
My week has been fine, I think. Obviously, it was your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But by the time this episode drops, it'll have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then it was also my brother's birthday.
Yes.
And then... obviously, we recorded on Friday. I've seen you guys every day
this weekend. We've seen each other a lot, but we just haven't been in the studio.
Yeah, I haven't seen y'all.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, literally. How is saying see you tomorrow at 2 a.m.?
See you tomorrow. It's like, I'm crying today.
But I woke up this morning feeling like very like appreciative. I don't know why. I woke up like, it's nice. Again, I know we always say this, bang on about it, but it's just nice to do something with your friends and people that you love. Like, something that's going well.
Oh, you love me.
We actually have proper friendships. So like, when we go out and stuff, obviously people go out and they say, oh, BTS is here. Obviously, they're just bantering with us. But with us, it's like, this is our normal life. This is like our actual friendship.
Yeah,
like, this
even if we didn't have the pod, we'd all be there.
Yeah, we'd all be there. So like, this is, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's nice to at least know that this is real.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, it's proper real. But another thing I was going to say actually before, so you might be looking at me thinking, what the hell is going wrong with you? Ciao. I'm at an ASUN Daji. But what? Thank God that I made it to the studio. I made it for you guys, man.
Guys, we need subtitles for whatever she's saying. This accent. this accent.
24 of June.
24 of June.
But what I was going to say actually.
June.
Is that basically, like, as you guys know, I've been doing like renovations. So I spent a lot of my time doing errands, like constantly going to like all the warehouse shops to like buy stuff. And if you know me, one thing about me is that like when I step out, I look good. Like, as in like night out, I look good. I do my makeup. But on a normal day to day,
sometimes I can't even recognize
her. What?
There was one snap she put up. I just said, why are you dressed like the builder?
Yeah.
Why are you dressed as if you're about to start painting?
Guys,
Sweet paint and all those things.
It's so bad. And there was one time, basically, during the week, I was about to step out and my mom stopped me. She's like, Beaches, this needs to stop. She actually stopped and said, Beaches, you cannot like go back inside and change. Like,
damn,
you have to go back inside.
No, for your mom to so say, my mom go to back stop and that. Say, like, you're actually doing errands. And for your mom to say, go back inside and change. That is something.
Yeah, literally. So anyway, when I went back, I was like, oh my God, like, I think what it
is. Can you describe what you were wearing?
So I was just wearing like a jumper.
No, I know there was no wig and there was some sort of turban.
Turban on my head. I had like a big jumper, but then I had jogging bottoms as well.
What color were these things?
The jumper was like cream. The jogging bottoms were green. Then I had Crocs on that were black.
They were both baggy.
Yeah, both baggy. It was just so off, right? And, like, it was terrible. But you know what? Like, I'm just going to pop out quickly. Like, that's what I'm going to pop out quickly.
You're popping out quickly. You can't wear
what
black
color was
black.
It about? Purple or something?
It was black. It was black. Okay. It matched the Crocs. So I was like, okay, cool. But anyway, whatever, cool. Had to go back inside. So I was like trying to look. And I think one thing I need to do, and obviously now that I'm moving, I'm like going for my wardrobe and like, you know, making sure that I have decent casual wear. And I was like, hold on. I actually couldn't find, at that point in time, I couldn't find my like tracksuits, like a nice set. But I was like, oh my God, like my gym wear, let me just, because I haven't been going to the gym recently, but I was like, let me just chuck this thing on. I looked put together.
Yeah, you look good today.
Yeah. Like, literally, this is basically like, as you said, I literally came, you know, just about made it to the studio, but I'm literally wearing my gym shirt top and like joggers. And like, I have so many sets, by the way. Like, I definitely have nothing less than 10 sets of Gymshark wear. Like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, during uni, I was banging out Gymshark. Like, basically all my gym wear is just Gymshark. Like, I have a few Nike stuff, but like, it's most just Gymshark. Like, I just find the quality is like top notch. But obviously, it's just from a gym perspective, but actually going out and doing errands, like, you feel put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Because that's the... I don't have anything from Gymshark, but I've wanted to, like, get stuff.
Mm.
But that's the thing with me as well, like, trying to find gym wear that is actually comfy and is multi-purpose so that it's not just for... Because people like me, I gotta hold my hands up, child. I don't go to the gym as often as I should.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, oh, should I just buy something cheap? Because I'm only gonna wear it, like, you know, once a week.
Yeah.
But no, I want to invest because actually, like you said, you do have loads.
Yeah, and it's very, very comfortable. Good. Like, they have lasted. Like, I bought these in uni and it still fits. Yes. And it still fits. It still looks
good.
This
looks brand new.
Yeah, no. It looks fantastic. Yeah, like, and I've been wearing this sort of thing, like, when I went to the gym. But I was like, oh my God, I can actually like repurpose it and wear it when I go out. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, yeah, it looks good. I feel like there was a moment where it was like, I don't know if it was Kim K that kind of gave off that whole like athletic leisure, like you know, when you're doing But yeah, I was like, nah, like, what the hell? I need to go ahead and like order a few more Gymshark sets.
This is what you're gonna be looking like when you're going out to B&Q.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And you know what? I even had like a matching, so I had a green set and I wore my matching green Telfer bag. And I just felt like,
oh, cute! Oh, yeah, right,
make it go way downtown.
Walking fence.
Another thing actually, just on, because I've been running the
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A few more errands now as well, which is good.
Yeah, I can't lie. So Sharon did her returns all.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Honestly.
When I got my notification, I said, yeah, well done.
But yeah, another company that I've been wearing a lot that I find super comfy, like it almost took me by surprise, is Hera.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say it's better than X, but I have typically only found that when it comes to that, essentials has been my go-to. Like, yes, again, I have a lot of essentials. But
me too.
The quality, I can't lie, it's probably a top-notch. Above essentials.
Yeah, I can't lie. It slaps. I put on the jumper.
I need to get mine.
I put on the jumper. I was actually shocked.
Yeah.
Like, when I tell you, I live in that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not even capping.
Yeah. I literally wore the jogger bottoms yesterday.
Yeah. Such quality pieces.
Yeah.
And it's like a fraction of the price.
Yeah.
I love like all of these other ones as well.
Mm.
But sometimes I'm just like, oh, it's expensive. And you know,
and also
how much did I pay for my other jumper? And now I can't even find it. Like, I think I paid like
maybe close to 100 now.
More than 100.
Yeah.
I can't find it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Why do clothes go missing?
No, honestly. Anyway, yeah.
That I remember. Ha. And I'd be like,
Where is this thing?
And it will be branded.
They stole it.
Yeah. Guys, you have to go to that snippet. Yeah, you have to go to the episode. I'll put the link in the bio. When Sharon spoke about the fact that her scarf was on her neck and it disappeared, Tammy had a bucket hat on her head and it went.
Someone had the train ticket in their hands.
And it's gone.
Nah,
you're thieves. It's not good. Ooh.
I'm telling you, it's not good at all. That's so funny.
I wanted to shout them out because I've been meaning to. And I've actually worn it a couple of times on the episode.
I think I've worn mine as
well. Yeah, you have. We love their stuff, man. Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah, for real. I was going to say, let's quickly jump to Song of the Week. So I think this is going to be the last episode in Feb. So it's our last one on this theme of old school R&B. I hope you guys have been enjoying it. Obviously, we've added a couple of songs. The guys as well from Shits and Gigs have also added to the playlist. So yes, we've got to round it up now. What are you guys wanting to add to the playlist?
I'm going to add, again, like I said on every other episode, like my R&B knowledge is limited. So if you're telling me this is not old school, then I'm sorry innit.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna add two songs from Jay Holiday.
Okay.
Suffocate and Bed.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, I listened to Bed this
week. Yeah, it's a good one. I like that. Oh, you don't know? Should I go?
Yeah, go.
So one of the songs I was gonna add is Me and You, Cassie.
Oh, I love that.
And also Long Way to Go.
Yes.
And another Cassie song actually I was going to add as well is,
Cassie.
Yeah, for real, is Official Girl featuring Lil Wayne. Yeah, I absolutely love that song. I think that's what I'm adding. It's so crazy because as I was like, again, trying to look for songs, I just remember you telling me and correcting me on the whole like, a lot of the songs that I thought were R&B aren't actually like R&B.
They just
R&B.
Have like an R&B chorus.
Even that other song I added the other day, it's basically rap, to be honest. Kelly just has like one verse or something. Or
which one? Vido? Who thing?
Yeah.
No, that must be 100% R&B. Vido is an R&B artist.
But there was a lot of rapping.
Oh, he got married.
Yeah, he got married.
Whilst Tammy, are you going to find a song?
Yeah.
Whilst you're finding the song, I was thinking the other day, like at one point, I want to add like Chris Brown, Nicki and stuff like that.
Mm.
What kind of genre is that? Is that pop?
Chris Brown would definitely have like R&B songs. Like for example, like he had, actually has.
But when I want to add like. Not like that's song, like the, more like recent, the, yeah. Like,
oh,
what genre? What genre would that be? Hip hop. That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna add one song. Cherish Killer.
Good one.
Oh, let me add a Brandy song as well.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
I'm gonna add Brandy. What About Us?
That's a tune. Good one. I love that one.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying sorry that like. Wow, you guys aren't even going like old school.
Oh, I did want to add a really, really old school song. It's going to be New Edition.
Yep.
Can you stand the rain? Can you stand it?
Yes, yeah, good one.
Oh my God.
And then I
was going to tell a story. It just reminded me of this. So the other day, yeah, I was coming home from work. And typically if I come home late and I get to the station and no one can pick me up, I just get a taxi home. Mm-hmm. So get in the taxi now, and this guy's like from Essex, like Essex.
Okay.
He's like, oh no, honey, sit in this seat instead. That's a good seat for a black girl to sit in.
Eh?
I said,
sorry, what the hell are you
then
saying?
I was like, what? He was like, yeah, Janet Jackson sat in that seat. And I was like, wait, what? So he was now telling me this whole story about how like her brothers had like a show in Southend. And then he was like their driver. And then Janet like happened to be in the UK or like landed at Heathrow. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I want to see my brothers perform tonight. So then he was like, oh, okay, well, I'll go and pick her up. And anyway, then he showed me this whole picture of like her and the car and all this.
Really?
Stuff. Then I was like, oh, they say my best friend looks like Janet actually. Then he was like, God. Oh, let me see. He was like, oh, yeah. She's like a young Janet.
Oh, God damn,
man. Oh, I meant to tell you that story. I forgot. But when he was like, that's a good seat for a black girl to sit in, I was thinking.
What kind? Listen,
also, because I wasn't facing the traffic, I was opposite. So I was thinking,
Oh, don't kill me. That's actually funny. But I was going to say, you know as well, when the journey is just so short, like, just get me to my destination, bro. Man. What's all of this?
Honestly, he's bringing out pictures.
Man.
I hope this meter is off.
Yeah, legit. Did you have to pay more for the meter?
Oh, pay more? What do you mean?
Because I'm like,
But guys, I said that I wasn't facing the traffic. I couldn't see the meter from where I was sitting. I was looking at the booth. They talk too much. And you know the drive from the station to my house is less than 10
minutes.
That's
what I'm trying to say.
7 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
Guy.
Hey.
Hey.
God dang.
I don't mind talking to them.
Either. I don't mind talking, but it depends on certain stage. Especially after
man.
Work. After work, I ain't trying to chat.
I just want to sleep.
Yeah, man.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Sorry, but I think I cut you.
No, that was it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I wanted to talk about a thread that I saw.
Hold on, sorry. Before you do that.
Yeah.
The playlist, the links to the playlist will be in the description wherever you are watching and listening from. It's available on Spotify and Apple Music. So make sure you guys check it out. Let us know if you guys are vibing with it. We've been seeing you guys. We've been sharing on our story as well. And when you guys like listen to it, you like all that sort of thing. And also, again, I love the suggestions you guys have been putting in the comments on like songs that we should add. So actually keep on doing that. And I think we would try to see if there's a way we can create like a playlist that's like by you, for you situation.
Beatrice will bring in suggestions, but I will deliver. We'll be hearing it for the first time on this pod.
Don't worry, but we've discussed slightly something similar.
I was going to say as well, I saw a comment. Some people were like, they don't have Spotify or Apple Music.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking I'll probably do like a YouTube.
I was even going to say because you can add a playlist on YouTube, so like maybe I can even
just add it to our channel. Yeah, you can
like
have
just
a channel.
Playlist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, well, with all the songs. Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go. We'll start from next month.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll start from next month.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, I saw this. Saw this thread on Twitter, yeah?
Mm.
And I was just like, nah, this is actually funny. So I wanted to bring it to the pod.
Mm.
So this girl tweeted, guys don't want to admit they're taken or seeing someone, but promoting a random girl's lash or nail business on their socials. Okay, then. The guy then quote tweets it.
Oh, no.
And he was like, so what? She didn't at the guy, by the way. He must have just seen her tweet it and then he quote tweeted the tweet.
So wait. The girl tweeted
just randomly.
Randomly.
Guys don't want to admit that they're taken or seen someone, but then they'll start promoting a random girl's lash or nail business on their socials. Okay, then. So then this guy just comes out of nowhere. He's like, and this is all in caps, yeah? So what? She goes, so just admit that's your girl. He goes, it's not though. She then goes, then who is she to you? Then he goes, a business owner. Then she goes... Then she goes, you never get your lashes done. Why do you need to promote her for? Then he goes, what? I can't support up and coming black businesses then. She goes, who is she to you? He goes, an admirable entrepreneur. I feel like you're gaslighting me. She goes, you're avoiding my questions. He goes, I answered, she's an admirable entrepreneur trying to keep her head above waters in this cost of living crisis.
And this one on Twitter.
Yeah.
That is so funny. She then
goes, how do you know her? Hello. He goes, through business. She goes, have you slept with her before? Then he goes, define slept. We all sleep.
Ah! Guilty.
Yeah. Then she goes, have you and said girl ever had intercourse where you now need to show... Okay, have you or said girl and said girl ever had intercourse where you now need to show support or... Then he goes, of course we've had intercourse. Then he screenshots the definition of intercourse, which says communications or dealings between individuals or groups. That was the thread. Now.
I was so funny.
Like, for you to be going back and forth on Twitter like this is just too much.
And everyone
much.
Can have so each other's numbers.
That is so funny. Right. It must be just banter though, like no, strangers.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, it's probably banter with, like, between strangers, but that is so, so funny.
Because I was it's low-key true, you know?
I was going to say, yeah, slightly, like, especially if you're like, it's not like a known friend, like, you know, like, there's some biz guys, if I see them promoting like a business, I'm like, yeah, that's actually like, that's your friend. Like mm-hmm. that person, you post them regularly on your social, you're just promoting their business, right? But there's somewhere it's like you that you don't even post anything else. But one random day, you just decide to post one
lashes.
One lash.
Like there's some guys that they don't post, as in their Instagram doesn't even have one picture.
Yeah.
Their profile picture is black. Mm. But then a random day on a random Tuesday,
yeah,
it'll be a story upload.
Yeah.
Lash by Jay or something.
Lash by K.
Heavenly Lash.
Heavenly Lash. That's so funny. Oh my God.
Styled by P.
Boy.
Who is P?
I'm so done. No, yeah, that is funny. Really, I was going to say that kind of links to the topic we discussed with Horror Boy. So when that episode comes out, make sure you guys go check that out. But that then goes to the whole like social media perception and like people like even just a simple resharing of a story. Look how people are now like people interpreting and chain, you know, saying, oh, this is this. I can't lie to you. It definitely is true because I remember with my ex, when we were talking, he reshared like a video that like, when I was like posting makeup videos. And then he showed me like all the responses that he was getting from people when he shared it, like, sorry, what?
Yeah, come again?
Yeah. Why are you promoting makeup? What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So and the thing is, like, he reshares, like, his other friends, female friends, have stuff and he always reshare it. But it's like,
they don't know this one. Yeah, this one is looking
new.
Yeah, this one's
new. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I have to admit, it is a bit dodgy.
Nah, it's funny still.
Yeah, man. Gosh. But, actually, I wasn't sure. I'm trying to think whether we should discuss what we wanted to discuss or not.
Okay, guys. You know, we always have this new segment called Hot Gist.
Yes.
I feel like you have to discuss it on this one because of the timing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So, I'll try and describe as quickly as I can, even though this story is very, very long. So, I think I must have seen a TikTok. And it was this girl. There's not a girl.
Woman.
And she basically said, I'm trying to think how... I'm trying to remember because I've watched...
So many different parts. 40,
there's 50...
You've watched 40-something?
I've watched 40-something.
I'm on part 21. Have you started?
I've just watched the summary.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember how she positioned it on TikTok. Did she do that? Put a finger down?
No, it was just a story time. Story time of how I got married to my pathological Linex.
Yeah.
And when I say that, this guy was a
Patha.
P-A-T-H-O-L.
Because you know I can't spell.
Is that your name right?
L-O-G-I-C-A-L.
I can't spell. Pathological liar. As in, you know when the lie doesn't even make sense? You have a phone here and you'll say, oh, I don't even know what to say, but just lying that comes out of nowhere. So basically, she put up a TikTok and she was basically like, she got married to her husband that turned out to be a pathological liar, that he will lie about being on the phone with friends, but there's nobody
on the phone.
On the other end.
My God. What side of it is like, Who the F did I marry?
That is the title of the series.
Yeah.
This series has 50 parts.
Brother.
And each of those parts are like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said, I think I saw on Twitter, someone said like, it's equivalent to like maybe 6 hours worth of footage. Really? You have to, yeah, something like that. Unless you watch on 2X. Yeah, I watch on 2X as well. Yeah.
Guys, like I said, I'm nearly to the end. I'm on part like 43 or 44.
Yeah.
The lying that this husband did, as in...
It's scary.
It's really scary. Like, he created a whole persona.
Yeah.
And it was all just lies.
Yeah, I need to talk about one. So, the ones that have really shocked me so far is, first of all, obviously, the whole family and friends and being on the phone. So, just to go into it, basically... This woman randomly met this guy and they...
On Facebook.
On
Facebook and Hinge.
Yeah. And he had two different names on those profiles.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like weird.
But then how he tried and how he positioned it was that one was like his government name, but the other one was like a nickname that people...
Refer to him as. Yeah, that's what he did. But anyway, the point is that them two... met up and it was just before lockdown. So they had started to speak and basically he was saying that he was very intentional about finding someone that he wants to marry and that he had actually been divorced from a previous marriage.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
This is a moment for Christians.
Yes.
In our circle here.
Yeah.
Sometimes God will give you a sign
and
it would be such a sharp sign
that
you should really listen to.
Yes.
But because of desperation, because of the flesh, because of, I want what I want. I know what is good for me.
You don't know. Yeah.
Mm. Only God knows what's good for you.
Yeah.
Whilst this girl was on her going to the first date.
Yes. Her tire
popped.
Mm.
Instead of that to be a warning, catch a big man snoring, yay. Instead of that to be your warning, you now want to be doing, let me go and find my emperor, my conqueror, my champion, my lion is here. You now call the guy and being like, because for me, if my tire pops, sorry, that's the end of the day. Like, I'm not calling you to come and fix it.
Yeah, especially if I met you before. Yeah,
especially if it's like nighttime. Like,
yeah,
I'm not doing that. The date is done.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe I'll come to you on another day, but that day, it's done.
Yeah.
Apparently she called him.
Yeah, he came
over the muscles.
Yeah.
Came to fix the tire. Yeah. Did this, did that. She was just shining as if, what a beautiful and she said, chocolate man. She said,
oh yeah, he looks like his profile because he's 6 foot
three. He's 6'3". Hey, don't let it fool you, child. Rub your eyes.
No, looks legit.
Looks can be very deceiving.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I wanted to say was one thing that really shocked me was one, like I said, so they had met up on a social media app, right? And they had met up, but then it was just before lockdown. And she said, just like Tammy said, there were so many signs. One, the tire popping on the way to the date, but also she felt led to document their relationship.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
for you to have a diary, an audio diary that you record every day, a journal concerning the person that you're with, and you don't know why you're doing it, but you just felt led to do it.
So basically, she had a journal on her phone and she would say things
about how she's feeling.
You know when people do normal journaling?
Yeah, yeah.
So about the relationship, she would say that, he did like this really weird thing today. I'm not really sure what it's about, but she would be documenting these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So weird. Yeah.
And she's never done that before.
And I think one of the things that was major is that one of the major lies, like he tells so many lies, but this whole cool thing, I need you guys to actually understand how deep it is. And those people who have watched it, you know how mad it is. For you to basically, every single morning when you wake up, you're on the phone to your so-called brother.
And this is like
6 a.m. before you leave for work every morning. And you're having, and she gave an example. She was like, he'd be like, babe. Thing says hi.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi. And it's like, yay. She says hi. Okay, cool. Yeah. So let's talk about
when there's meant to be a response.
All that sort of thing. And be doing all that sort of thing, Even to the point that he lied about that. So his communication with his brother, family, friends, all those calls were fake. As in it's not like there was someone there there was nobody on the line. Number one. Number two, he then even made it so that in terms of his workplace, he was pretending he was a VP.
You're even going.
Transfer.
First, he was a regional manager. He had an offshore account. Yeah. No, I'm even jumping. He used to play football, American football.
Okay. Yeah.
Whilst is that true? He was in.
We don't know anything.
Oh. We're saying that.
So these are the things that he's. Yes. Sorry, these are the things that he's saying. Not yes. that she found out later.
Yeah, yeah. He used to play football
yes.
in college in San Francisco, I think it was.
Yeah.
So he used to play college football. And now, when he met, he's now a regional manager at, I can't remember the type of company, but regional manager.
Yeah.
He then got promoted to VP of.
Was going for promotion of
going
VP.
For, going for the promotion of VP. He yes. now got that one.
Mm.
He now said that, oh, he has a company car. I don't know if you've got that far. Now got a company car in one place that, oh, but he can't bring the company car home because of where they live. Because it's a bit rough. That it's a $90,000 car.
So he's driving her car?
No. He has
a car.
Okay.
He also has a company car. So where he works is, I think it's in, somewhere in Georgia. I think it's Duluth. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
We have a lot of Americans.
Correct
me if I'm wrong. Begins with D, Duluth, Deloitte, I don't know. That's where his office is.
Mm.
There's another building, like I think it's around Midtown Atlanta, where they just said that, oh, my company, he now said, oh, my company just bought this building. This is where I keep the company car.
Hmm.
So he will drive his car to the Midtown Atlanta place. Okay. He'll now switch the car and now drive to the whatever the town is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So many different lies. There was one lie he told. Everything was a lie.
Yeah. No, it's scary. Like,
it was really scary.
But say what his actual job was that she found out in the end.
He was
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I knew that. Sorry.
What?
He was a forklift.
I thought she didn't know and I was thinking,
yeah,
huh?
He was a forklift driver. So wait,
before you even say that, like, another thing that he would do as well is that they would be on the phone, like, during the working day and he would pretend to reprimand his employees and be telling people off.
Yes.
And then be like, sorry, babe. But yeah, like, what were you saying?
Yeah.
Turns out this guy was a forklift driver.
Yes.
So when he was reprimanding people, he was just talking to himself. Really, and he was even temping.
Yeah.
And another thing that was so crazy was, like, he paid for everything.
Where's that money come from?
No. She clarified this. He paid for, like,
her rent,
the household bills.
Yeah.
But anything like maybe her car or stuff like that,
she
would pay for it. But I think things like rent and stuff. But I think that's the money that he's
that's
getting
all he has.
From. That's
his
all
job.
He has.
Yeah.
Do you know one thing? Okay, so another thing as well.
They've
been wanting to buy.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
They went through several different real estate agents. Realtor, whatever they do in America.
They call it realtor.
Apparently, they were viewing, she had viewed that over 30 houses.
That's crazy.
Like, every single time.
Didn't he say he was going to pay cash?
There was the first one they were going to go with a mortgage.
Explain that one. That was crazy.
They were going to go with a mortgage. I think he now said that, oh, he's been approved by Chase Bank.
Yeah.
To have a mortgage
of
$750,000.
Yeah.
But I think the first house they found was like 300 and something. I can't remember. It was so like a.
Yeah, I remember that first one in particular. So with that house, because it was during COVID, they couldn't go and view it. So it was an online viewing.
Mm.
So the realtor like showed them the property and they were like, yeah, they want to do it. Now, the mistake she made is that she hit the whole thing into his care. So he was like, okay, cool. I'll handle it. Send over the documents I need to send over. Put an offer down, all that sort of thing. So he came back to her and said, yeah, I put an offer down, blah, blah, blah.
By the way, they're not married.
They're
at
not
this
married
point.
Anything. They're just living together because it's COVID.
I think she was pregnant at this point.
Yes, they were. She was pregnant at this point. Yeah. He tells her that he's put an offer down, et cetera, et cetera. But again, as she's documenting stuff, she's like, something just feels a bit off. And then she went to go back and click on the website and had seen that actually, it was under offer. She was like, okay, cool, must be us, blah, 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 blah. He's like, yeah, I told you. What, you didn't believe me? Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
Then now, the realtor of that place ended up calling her, being like, what's the latest? I haven't heard from you guys since I've shown you the property. She's like, what? My husband said that he put down the offer and it was accepted. And he was like, oh, he couldn't have done that through me. Like, let me go and call him to find out. So they had their own little spat on the side, but she says she went to her partner and was like, oh, like so-and-so called me. And then he basically was trying to gaslight the situation. Like, oh, why is he trying to call you? Like, he should be dealing with me. Like, it's me that's handing in the money. Like, why is he doing all this? Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he was like, the reason why is because actually I went to go and use my friend because I wanted to give my friend the business rather than use this realtor. Mm-hmm. So it's my friend that's actually doing the sale for us. So she's like, okay, cool. That's it. Now, she said, part time had gone by. They started to like go to places and like, started to go to places and think about how to furnish it, think blah, blah, blah. But anyway, she said, what happened? She went back on the website and saw that it was back on.
No, not even that. It's the fact that they'd gone to start furnishing the house, right?
Yeah.
They had paid some sort of deposit
towards furniture. Yeah, and he put the money down. So she was like, yeah, it's happening. Like, let me not. She's journaling saying it has to be true. Like, it's going well, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, she was like, let me just go back into this website again. And basically she had seen that it had been sold, like closure had happened. And she's like, what the hell? Like, that's so weird. Mm-hmm. And the date that it happened was basically the day that like, they were also meant to, I don't know, something along the lines of like, it was close to the time where they were thinking they would close as well. Mm-hmm. But obviously he hadn't said to her that he had. So she calls up the realtor that's linked to the property and it's like, oh, like, so hi, just pretending to be like interesting. Like, hi, oh my God, I saw this, but I just seen that like it's closure. What's going on? What's the latest? She's like, yeah, it was sold yesterday to like an old white couple.
Can't be us, Joe.
Yeah. But what she young did and black. Is she but what she did, which was I think is so crazy, is that she did not go back to him and say, like, this is what happened. She said there was something in her mind where she was like, because she was just happy to be with someone that was like looking after, you know, the house, that sort of thing. And obviously she was pregnant, all that sort of thing. She just didn't want it to kind of turn sour. So she basically ended up going to him and being like, you know what? I'm not actually feeling the problem. I don't really want that house anymore. Like, I thought about it. Can you please go back to your realtor friend and say that maybe we should pull out? Like,
wow.
And then he was like, yeah, you know what? I'll do that. Let me speak to him.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he had no one there. But guys, honestly, like, we can spend all hours and hours on this. Yeah. I think you have to, first of all, definitely go and watch it as much as you can. Like, I think it's absolutely crazy. She narrates the story really, really well. Really, but for me, well, I think we've spoken about this before. Like, I've dealt with a friend of mine who I believe was like a slight, not, I don't say that extreme, but was a pathological liar in the sense of the lies were just so uncalled for, so just not needed. Not and it's needed, scary. Yeah. So it's really scary.
And another thing that she said, that this is how I know that the guy was mad.
Yeah.
He had an ex-wife.
Yeah.
And the ex-wife had like two kids, but like older kids, like 17, 18 or something. Okay. Obviously, it was during COVID. He now lied and said that, oh, it was a daughter and a son. Said that the son called him to now say that the daughter had passed away.
Hi!
From COVID.
Excuse me?
Nah, stop that.
And it was a lie.
God.
Because later down the line, so many things that happened, but she ended up contacting...
No way.
The woman.
The ex-wife.
Oh!
Hey,
no, he's nah,
but, then, but the ex-wife was like, don't even tell him that you've spoken to me. She doesn't want anything to do with him. And then I think she, as the woman had been like sussing out all the lies, so she now positioned the question to him, like, to the question to the ex-wife, and was like, oh, how is your daughter? She's like, yeah, my daughter is fine. So, and then she was like, oh, what did he say about my daughter? And he was just like, she was just like, nothing. He just said that she was ill or something. Like,
yeah, you know, when you don't want to
open that bad. Open that thing.
It was so bad.
Wow.
So bad that he would, back to the calling thing, he would be telling his wife that he was calling people who had passed away, as in 10 years ago, Cousin Junebug.
As in these people have been dead for 10 years.
As in, the girl, the woman.
That's definitely someone with the mental, like, health issues.
That's what I was going to say.
He would say that he'd be calling his, he said that he had, two sisters, two brothers, two half brothers. He only had two brothers, or he didn't have any half brothers. He didn't have two sisters. He had two brothers. One was even a twin. The woman was like, twin? He had a twin. Like, he'll be saying, oh,
he had a twin.
He had a twin. She'll be saying, oh, my older brother, my younger brother, by 20 minutes. By 20 minutes.
What? That's crazy.
And then she now got in contact with his older brother, who had been saying that 6 a.m. he's the one that he'd be calling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hasn't spoken to him
since 2015.
Can you imagine?
When their mum passed away.
That's crazy.
One thing I will say this situation, yeah, and she said it as well in her video, it's like desperation will actually lead you to do a lot of things that you should not be doing. She had no business there.
Yeah.
That guy was a walking, flying, jumping, kangarooing red flag. Yeah. As in, I've never, of all the red flags I've ever heard, this is the hottest flag. As they only sell this flag in hell.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, she had no business being there, but she was desperate to be loved.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, like, I get it. We all innately have this desire to be loved and to have people care for us. Like, that is like, every human being, no matter how cold-hearted you think you are, everybody has that desire.
Yeah.
But genuinely, you cannot allow these desires to cloud your judgment and allow you to do things that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And another thing that she said is that she didn't pray. And if you're a Christian, obviously that's important that you do pray. Mm. And one thing that I have learned, like as Beatrice would normally say, like through other people's experiences, the importance of prayer in a relationship. It only takes one prayer, you know.
Hey.
God is actually only waiting for you to pray once for him to transform you or to bring to light what he needs to bring to light.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I have definitely learned through other people's experiences, that prayer is so key. Do not wait until you're in a marriage to be praying about the marriage. Like, pray about it, like, from when you're even just talking. Like, God, is this who you want me to be with? Is this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey.
And so God was giving her all the signs. And another point she made is that she did not do premarital.
Ah, so many errors.
In the premarital. She now was in marital counseling after being married. They said, it was a pastor and his wife. They said, how can you be having problems 3 months into the marriage? As in, he was cheating.
He was even cheating on top.
You're lying.
One was like, you should be prosecuted for that. Online cheating, like speaking to girls. Then she even found out. This was like the day that he kicked him out, he was now.
I'm scared.
He now cheated on her with a prostitute. As in, how much is something job? How much is another job?
Haggling. Stop.
Oh, he was asking.
Something job, just fill in the blank.
Yeah.
How much is one job?
That's
how much is the second job?
Okay.
And how much is the full
package?
And so, okay, let me not say the full package. Let me say mouth package.
Y'all, please pray.
And he went ahead. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm just outside. Oh, thank you for that night. Oh, thank you for that.
Just got home. Thank you very much.
Yeah. One price is with condom. One price is without condom. He's more expensive without.
Do you know what, Me, I'm actually tired of begging women. I'm tired. Please.
She said that she was so numb to everything that the cheating thing did not even face her.
God.
It was the other stuff. Like, the other line
just the
stuff.
My thing as well is,
this one isn't even a lie, the day that she kicked him out, he even, like, for the last couple of months, he was feeling a bit ill.
Okay.
He lost a lot of weight.
Okay.
He said that he was having knee problems. He couldn't eat. Mm. When she met him, he was size 3X. He went down to 1X, maybe even large or extra large.
Wow.
Like, he lost a lot of weight.
That's
a lot. All he was drinking was this Powerade energy drink.
Mm.
And I think at this point, because he kept tossing and turning in the night, he started sleeping in the guest room.
Okay.
This bit, yeah.
Oh, no. So the day
that she kicked him out, she was like, first she was calm and then she now started, because I think he now was speaking to someone that, oh, I've never lied to her. She was like, first she was telling him calmly, I need you to pack your things. I want to get divorced. When she now heard, oh, I've never lied to her. I think she just saw red. Just saw red. She was now you need to get out. Then I think she must have gone into the guest room and must have been like trying to get him out, yeah?
Oh no.
She now saw something in the corner.
Ooh.
She was like, what? She saw like the Powerade things. And then she was like, what is this? And then he was like, oh, nothing. I'm going to clean it up. You don't know that. Because this guy was in so much pain. He could not go to the toilet. So he will use the empty Powerade bottles and urinate in them and then put them
beside the bed.
She said that. No, you're like, hell no, bitch. Get out.
Now.
What the hell?
Like, he did clean it. Like, he did. Yeah. He was, but she was just like,
this is too much.
To go. That is disgusting. That's just the cherry on top.
Like, and guys, all of these things, there's still like more stuff to the story. Like, this is just the surface.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished watching it. She was saying that there's still more lies are coming up.
Mm.
As in, she will be speaking to family members that, like, of the guy.
Mm.
And they'll be like, we don't even mess with him. He's been lying since he was a child.
God.
Like, we don't, like, he's looking for somewhere to stay.
Mm.
That when she even wanted to sign the divorce paper, she was just looking at him like, this cannot be the guy that I married. Mm. He was smelling. He looked like he hadn't showered in 3 days. He now looked at his car, the car that he now drove to Philadelphia. He's now sleeping in the car. That's where he's living. She just said, what is
this? Is insane.
Just said, this is a discovery.
This honestly, and I know, like, the point you just mentioned now in terms of he's been lying since he was young.
Yeah.
And this is what these lies, like, no matter how small they are,
the brother that's real.
Yeah.
The one that exists.
How he portrayed his life to be
was
the life that his brother has.
Wow.
Twin brother is VP at one of the a company.
Mm.
He has so and so kids. You know that the guy, because the unfortunately trigger warning, the woman, she ended up having a miscarriage for the guy. His cousin was, she now spoke to his cousin. Said that one is even blessing in disguise. Just go on your way. Don't even think. And he was saying that he would be telling other family members that she had the child. That, oh, she wants to run away with the baby.
Eh?
Or he wants to take the...
Pathological liar.
Listen,
this is too much. But yeah, honestly, like, the fact that it started from, like, young, it just goes to show, like, all these small lies, yeah, that people tell.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you will be like, you know what? It's minor, like, whatever. It's no biggie. I'm telling you.
It starts there.
Mm-hmm. It starts there. Like, I genuinely don't know how some people, like, actually live a life knowing that they have just lied their way through. Like, how do you even keep up with the lies that you have told? Like, it's insane. But guys, honestly, just be wary. Like we say, beware. Sad man, but damn. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, make sure you guys follow us on our socials. That is BTSpod_ on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Also, follow us on Snapchat, guys. We are now posting on Snapchat. So make sure you guys follow us there. We've got a lot of content we'll be sharing. And like, we'll also try to give you guys a bit of like inside behind the scenes footage as well. So make sure you guys follow us. And I think we said we would try to like do like a Q&A at some point on Snapchat. Yeah. So yeah, make sure you follow us there to get to know us a bit more. And yeah, again, like always, make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave a review. 5-star reviews only on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We need to see those numbers go up. I know there's listeners of you guys all. There's listeners in that Apple Podcast, but I'm not seeing that be reflected in the review. Okay? Please, just takes literally 1 second as you finish watching listen to the episode. Just click 5 stars and we'll be very, very happy.
And also on Spotify, please answer the poll.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putting polls, people have not been answering.
Yeah, ma'am.
You like the episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so there's a poll, and there's also, what did you think about this episode? This is not only just to praise us, but to also give us feedback as well. So any ideas that you have, anything you want us to discuss, you can just put it in there. And it will be highly appreciated.
Yeah.
Sharon, did you have something?
Yes. I was just going to say that. Oh, wait, hold on, actually. Ignore me. All good.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you in our next one.
Bye. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.